This is All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. How we get fresh food and where is changing because of the coronavirus. Some people are waiting in lines to get into supermarkets. However, according to a new survey from the grocery e-commerce strategy company Brick Meets Click, volume for orders online has increased nearly 200% compared to August. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, nimble Massachusetts farmers are pivoting to meet customer demand for local products during the crisis.
Before the coronavirus hit, I shopped for local veggies at a winter farmers market and picked up my CSA, or community-supported agriculture share, at a drop-off location. Now, the farm is coming to me.
Fava bean shoots, cilantro, some winter squash, mushrooms, and potatoes.
32-year-old Andrew Lacoste works for What Cheer Fruit and Produce, a company that makes deliveries for small organic New England growers, and he's adapting to our new normal.
Trying to stay as far away from people as possible.
Well, we're at 6 feet.
Yeah, we are.
So how many boxes are in there?
Right now, I think there's 70. I've already been to about 20 houses today.
It's a learning curve here for all of us.
That's Chris Kurth. He grew the veggies in my CSA box at Sienna Farms in Sudbury and Concord. He says his 15-year-old farm is benefiting from the spike in demand for home delivery, especially for the CSA shares.
We're seeing our membership double weekly right now. We're establishing what our cap might need to be, but we're bringing on new staff, and we are getting ready for the season and in a lot of normal ways and in some accelerated ways.
CSA shares are like food subscriptions that help farmers make money up front. Kurth can't sell to the restaurants he supplied anymore because they're closed, so he's grateful for being set up for home delivery before panic buying at grocery stores and ordering food online skyrocketed. For others, it's been a scramble.
Well, it's making us crazy, like everybody. I mean, you know, nobody's sure where we're all going here, but we're doing our best to get good food out to people where we can.
Farmer Michael Doctor of Winter Moon Roots turned to selling his organic carrots, beets, parsnips, and radishes from the back of a truck in Somerville.
Great, thank you. Enjoy. Yeah, don't forget your tortillas.
Doctor's also donating his winter surplus to people who've been laid off and to food banks. Before the outbreak, his farm in Hadley supplied a dozen restaurants, and he sold tons of vegetables at indoor winter farmers markets. Now he's going digital with a group of farmers who started a service called Mass Food Delivery.
You know, it's going to take a while. You know, right now you've got farms driving around in giant box trucks making door-to-door deliveries that, you know, that not doesn't make complete sense yet. But over time, hopefully, folks will figure it out.
According to a new report from the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, local and regional food systems could lose up to $1.3 billion between March and May because people aren't going to restaurants and farmers markets. And there are concerns about migrant labor shortages as a result of travel restrictions. Spring seeds are going into the ground at farms across the state, and what will happen to outdoor farmers markets come summer is uncertain. Again, Chris Kerr of Sienna Farms.
It's a time for lots of, you know, creativity and patience and determination and faith and hope that we'll get through this and learn some lessons along the way.
Maybe even some cooking lessons, Kurth says, since so many of us are cooking at home. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.